This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
The following is a paid program. The views or claims made are not necessarily those of WILK staff, management, or sponsors.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for listening, as always. Hello, Jewel. How was your week?
Okay. Hanging in there. How was yours?
It was good.
Good.
Had a busy one. I had some sad parts because we lost Donna Barbetti, who's one of my dear friends. Her daughter-in-law passed away right after Christmas, and so Saturday was the mass, viewing in mass at St. Paul's Church. And so her name was Charisse Barbetti. Charisse was actually my cousin. Distantly, a distant cousin. Her grandmother and my mother were first cousins. Her dad and I graduated high school together. We were friends, you know, part of the family, so we always saw each other when we were little because my mom had a lot of cousins on both my grandpa's side and my nana's side, and Charisse's dad would be on my grandmother's side. There were 10 kids, 10 Sheridan kids, so then they all had children. And then they had children, and they had children. So everybody sprinkled throughout. And I didn't even realize that Charisse was my cousin until a few years before when we were at Donna's mom's funeral. And I was introduced to her. And Donna had been talking about Charisse so many years with Michael, her son. And I'm like, oh, my God, Donna, Charisse and I are cousins. So it was the big running joke that Charisse and her little daughter, beautiful daughter Amadora, that they were, just so you know, Donna, not only are you and I friends, but I'm related to your daughter-in-law and little Annie. So that was a very sad situation. But nonetheless, we were there, and everybody was just so gracious to the Barbettis. They're just a great family, and it's just sad, very sad. So we are praying for them, and we are blessing them, giving them our blessings, and we just want them to know we're thinking of them. So that was Saturday. Of course, I watched the games. I went out Friday night for a little bit with Deb Peterson and I. We took a ride up to Mendocino's. Jewel, I haven't been up there for a while, so I went up. And had dinner, an early dinner, and we got there at the perfect time. And then Saturday night, I went out with another group of friends very quick for a glider. We went to the glider. It's a big shout-out to our friend Charlie Lestrange. We were five of us, six of us went, seven of us. We had a nice time. And Then I watched the games, some of the games on Saturday when I got home, and then all day Sunday and Monday night. And, of course, I was more than annoyed and disgusted with the Philadelphia Eagles and with the Pittsburgh Steelers the next day. So, not a good football weekend for the teams that I like. Although I do like other teams, they're my top because they're Pennsylvania teams, and the Eagles being my first. So, and then I went up, and I want to tell Holly this. I went out with a friend of mine. We went to dinner on Tuesday night to Basilico's, which is usually where I run into Holly and her husband. They love it there, and I actually do too. So I've been hitting this week. From last week on, I've been hitting my favorite places, and yesterday had lunch at the Downtown Deli and was talking to the love of my love, Denise Lepo. And I went with Lisa Durkin, and we had a nice little lunch. And so I've been out and about going to here, there, and my favorite restaurants already this year. So always happy to do that, Julie, because I always enjoy that. So that was it. I had in between work, and this is all afterwards. But it's, you know, hitting the ground running and getting into it. But I kind of feel like even this week, I really haven't kicked into high gear yet with everything from the holiday. So I'm hoping that this upcoming week gets to be more normal as far as, you know, the beginning of the year and you kick in. For some reason, the last 2 weeks seemed a little unsettled. I guess because the new week started on the 4th, and then last week I had things. I bought my new saddle for my bike, as I told you. It doesn't look like it's going to fit right, so I have to take that back and see. So that's been put off on that, but I'm trying. I'm doing what I have to. But other than that, that was my week, Julie.
It sounds good.
It's a lot of,
you were busy.
Yeah. A lot of going and doing my thing. So, but that's it. What about yours? Anything remarkable that you need to tell us about?
Just getting back into the swing of things, as you said, as much as possible. I've been a little distracted with the news cycle, as I think a lot of people are right now. And so I'm managing that. But as far as hunkering down and getting back into my routine, I'm almost there. I have some projects that I want to pick back up and finish this year. So I'm slowly but surely getting there. And I did sign up for Masterclass, had a sale on New Year's Eve. And I did sign up for that because it was a really good deal. And so I was looking at those courses today. And what I'm planning to do is get my stationary bike set up properly, because right now it's not in a spot where I can even use it. Shame on me. And I will, but it has a nice little shelf for my iPad, and I'm going to watch my masterclass and do my bike at the same time. I was thinking, even if it's 30 minutes a day, that will be a good way to start the day. So that's the plan there. But yeah, like you, I haven't really gotten back into the swing of things yet.
Yeah, I think that's everybody. But, you know, Jewel, I have to talk to you about that master class, because I often thought about doing that and didn't know really how it worked. So remind me to talk to you about that off air. And speaking of that, on air, maybe once you start, you can give some tips or ideas about that, because I think that's a cool thing. Also, I meant to tell you, which I don't think I did before, but I've recently purchased two different types of portable watercolor books, because I've never really worked with watercolor. I usually have used acrylic when any of the classes that I had taken, or I did Batik, but I never did watercolor. So I bought these two. One is a real little one, and the other one's a little bit bigger. And it's almost like paint by number, but it's a way of getting used to the watercolors and the brush and you know, heavy-handed, light-handed, that kind of stuff. So we'll see how it goes. But that's one of my things that I'm planning on. We talked about resolutions and the lack thereof last week.
Right.
So not a resolution, but it's just I need to incorporate painting back into my life because it's been so long since I've really done that. So that I did get two of those, and I'll let you know how that goes, too. And my embroidery, which I have. So those are things I really need to do. So
you'll do it.
See,
but yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, but masterclass stuff I want you to talk about because I think that would be really interesting for us to know, just for people to understand what it is. Maybe next week we can talk about it, or the next time we have a free session between you and me, you and I here. That you know, if we can do it, that'll be good because I think they're interesting. So, and we are going to take a break because we have the lovely Rhonda Beamer coming up next, and she'll be talking about the Ice Festival. So we'll be right back. You're listening to The Laurie Caton Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about 5 generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-BONE at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-BONE. Terms apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to The Laurie Caton Show, and I am Laurie Caton, the owner of Laurie Caton Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel of Julie D. Immel Communications. Julie is the producer of this show. And Julie, will you please tell everybody what your business does?
Sure. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, just visit my website at juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us, as I said, we have the aforementioned Rhonda Beamer, who is going to tell us a little bit about, or a lot of it, about what's happening this weekend in downtown Scranton as we celebrate Scranton's Downtown on Ice. Rhonda has been a chair for the last couple years. She and Tony Bartocci, and she's going to talk to us about all of what goes on. Now, just a point of reference, we're taping on Thursday, so you will hear this Saturday, but we will have some things that will happen on Friday night, which we're going to touch on, but then we'll be able to tell you what will happen on Saturday and Sunday that you'll hear on the show. So, Rhonda, welcome and congratulations, and thank you for your leadership in all that you do with this wonderful event.
Oh, Lori, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here. This is our second year, I believe, that we've gotten together to talk about IceFest. And anytime I can have a conversation with you and my friend Julie, it's always a good day. So thank you so much.
Ah, thank you, honey. Thanks. So tell us a little bit about the theme and what we're looking at, what we can expect, and all that you guys have in store for everybody this weekend.
Oh, I'm glad to. Just wind me up and let me go. So
here you go, baby.
This is our third year. This is our third year. This is the third year that Scranton Tomorrow has been trusted with Scranton's Downtown and Ice. And my third year, my co-chair, Tony Bartocci, who's amazing with Posture Interactive, we've co-chaired this event three times in a row so far, working closely with the team over at Scranton Tomorrow. I have to give a shout out to them because they're amazing, and their commitment to pull off the best festival that we possibly can is really impressive. So we have a lot in the works. We have a program that seems to work for us every year, and then we add things that are new every year. So you will see some of the usual things, and then you have other things that you can be surprised by. But in general, what you can expect are ice sculptures everywhere. The area that we cover is a 30-block region of downtown Scranton, and we have more than 40 downtown businesses that are participating. So that means more than 40 businesses downtown jumped into the event, really took a hold of the theme, which we'll talk about, and got creative. And we just love it. Just the collaboration and the excitement downtown is really infectious. So you'll see 40 plus, if I remember correctly, we're looking at 46 total at this point, pre-carved
wow.
sculptures at your favorite business. We also have a scavenger hunt, so go try to find all of them. Scan the barcode to win your Frostbites, which is our point system. We have an app that Posture Interactive has developed for us. It's very interactive. It provides information of what you can find, where you can find it, and it's also a way to play, play with the scavenger hunt and another little nugget that I'm going to share with you in a minute. Besides the business sculptures, we also have live carvings. We have live carvings that are going to happen downtown, I believe, in front of Papa's Pizza on Friday night. We have live carvings on Saturday and also on Sunday this year. And those are a lot of fun. And the sheer talents of these sculptors, they're amazing. It's really a spectacle to see. So it's always a lot of fun. Let's see, we have scheduled entertainments throughout the weekend at our main tent. And in addition, we have roaming entertainment throughout the city. We have Danny Longlegs, our stilt walker, who's incredible with the kids and just creative.
I love that name. Love it.
Danny, right? She's amazing.
That's great.
So Danny will be joining us, and Rob the Juggler will be joining us again, and Boston, our magician that we found, and we'll never let him go. He's delightful. So there's lots to see at the main tent, but again, also moving throughout the city. And then keep in mind, too, that the businesses themselves, they've gotten into it. So there's lots of in-store events, treats, special sales, lots of things to experience. So pop in the store and, you know, get warm and say hello. The stores will love it. So you wound me up, and here I go. So let's talk about this
theme. That's all right. Keep going.
Yeah. developing a theme is a lot of fun every year, and usually we'll probably have a lunch with our core planning committee in a couple weeks where the theme is selected sometimes February, sometimes March each year. And this year, Tony, my dear co-chair, came up with toys. And so we're like, okay. And he goes, I can see it now. He goes, a city of ice, a world of play. So it's, you know, very sentimental, right? It kind of brings us back to our childhood and you know,
yep.
Kids and adults of all ages can relate. So for us, that makes a really good theme where everyone gets something out of it. So it was very well received by the downtown businesses. I can't wait for everyone to come out and see the sculptures that are theme-based, which will be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm just looking here to see on my notes. So I guess maybe the next thing we can talk about is, you know, beyond the sculptures, what else is happening downtown? And we work throughout the year to develop a full program. So like I had mentioned, we have a main tent, and we schedule entertainment at the tent on Saturdays every hour on the hour. So you can stop, take in what's happening, and then, you know, move along and see some more sculptures. Friday night, we have entertainment straight from a 6 o'clock kickoff with the mayor, our county officials, you know, kicking off the weekend. And then we have lots of entertainment ending in a light party with a DJ on Friday night. So that'll be a lot of fun. I'll be looking forward to recapping that. But starting on Saturday, we start at 10 o'clock at the main stage with the Howard Gardner Band, which is amazing, and will bring a lot of people out. And Sherry's Royalettes are our twirlers and our fire twirlers. We have face painting. We have this year the Scranton Library got involved with story time. We have balloons, animals. That's always a huge hit with the kids, and we love that. It's fun to watch downtown and see all these little balloon animals just, you know, riding along
hopping
someone's
around.
Arm. Exactly.
Yeah,
Rob the, yeah. Rob Juggler is amazing. I get a little anxious when I see him juggling the knives, but he knows what he's doing. He's a professional. Don't try this at home. We talked about Danny. Double R twirlettes are coming as well. We're really excited to have them back as well. And then at 5 p.m. on Saturday, we have the Jack Mead Band. So lots and lots of activities, lots of things to do no matter which way you turn downtown, which is the way we like to design it to keep people moving throughout the downtown and have something to see from this corner to that corner. So what's back this year? Go ahead.
Rhonda, what I want to say, too, is what's nice about all of this is all, there's no cost to anybody to see these things, correct?
No, this is a free community event.
Right.
And, yes,
right.
it's free to the public.
Which makes it wonderful for a family to be able to experience a full weekend, other than if you want to buy your, you know, dinner or food anywhere. But it makes it a weekend where you can come downtown. And the other thing is, Julie and I talked about this yesterday, based on the weather forecast, looks like your ice won't be melting anytime soon either, Rhonda, which is also another thing. That stuff will be glistening for days. So, so important to note that this is a gift to the community to get it. Without the help of sponsors and everyone else, this wouldn't happen. So, and people buying the, you know, everyone who sponsors an ice sculpture for their property. I mean, those things are so important to know that, you know, not only are you guys taking all this time to get it done, but without the cooperation of all those people, this wouldn't be able to happen. And it's bringing the business downtown, which is what you're trying to do, because that's what Scranton Tomorrow is all about. And I also want to point out, too, I did not mention, Rhonda and I are board members of Scranton Tomorrow. Julie's business actually does some work with Scranton Tomorrow as well. So all three of us have a vested interest in all of this, which is wonderful, Rhonda, because so important for the community to be able to have this at their disposal. I mean, it's wonderful. So I just wanted to make sure I pointed that part out.
Yeah, and you know, being on the board at Scranton Tomorrow, you know, we're committed to do, you know, all that we can to support downtown and downtown businesses, right? And but I genuinely believe that, you know, a free community event and families visiting and enjoying themselves, no matter what their budget, that's good for all of us. It's good for our community. So this is
absolutely
really wonderful. It's such a it's such an honor to be part of it. So, you know, I really enjoy it very much. And bless you.
Well, so, Rhonda, keep going, kid. I know you
all
got
right, here we go. So what's back this year? Obviously, the live carvings, the sculptures, the entertainment.
You there?
Something we started. Pardon?
No, go ahead. I didn't hear you at first. Go ahead, honey.
Oh, sure. So what's new this year, or what's coming back this year, is our trivia trail around the courthouse. That was something that we introduced last year and was theme-based questions, a lot of fun. I had a blast just talking with people playing the trivia. Bring your phone with you. You'll scan a QR code to get in there and participate. Again, what's back this year, JP at Bartari is always a big fan, and we just love his energy towards Scranton downtown and ice. So he's hosting curling again. This is his third time with us. But also on Center Street, he has an ice bar as well, which is a lot of fun if you're of age. Very cool. So we really appreciate JP's involvement. What's new? This year we have a live carving on Sunday, and our friends Cassandra Coleman and Therese Casey are going to be joining us to celebrate America's 250 birthday, PA. So we'll have a beautiful presentation and live carving Sunday. I believe the live carving starts at 12, and the event with America 250 PA starts at 2. Very excited to announce this year, too, which is something that we've been wanting to do every year, is we have horse and carriage rides this year. So that'll really engage the downtown. Yeah, very, very fun. And we have a surprise also, family feud, which we will be announcing our participants, but it'll be a really fun, lively event with some of our favorites from downtown. So we're really excited about that. And we found really beautiful, loud, annoying buzzers, which is going to make it all that much more fun.
love it.
So we're just delighted. We're so excited. We're a little tired. We've been working hard. We have an amazing group of committee members who've been supporting us. And Lori, you know as well as I do, we have the best board, and a lot of the board members are really getting into the fun and will be helping to staff some of our events. Speaking of a special thing that we have going on this year, Hemler Kamite Architects partnered with Scranton Tomorrow staff to host some activities at the Christopher A. Doherty Pocket Park, which is located on, I have to think about this for a second, Wyoming and Linden, and which we lovingly call It's All Fun and Games at the Pocket Park. So if that's any indication, we have a park full of all kinds of fun and games. Great for the kids, gives them something else to do while you're walking between sculptures. So we're really excited about that. And Chris and Donna got into the fun this year as well and sponsored a really, really cute ice sculpture in the park. So that you'll have to take a look at that. Yeah, very fun. And
that's
then Art
great.
House,
yeah,
also,
they're wonderful.
I have to give a shout out to Noelle at Art House and John Basilega. They're such big supporters of Ice Fest, and each year she really gets into the theme, and she has themed movie specials, so it's a great way to, you know, maybe kick around the city a little bit, go watch a movie, get warm, and then, you know, see some more sculptures afterwards. So we're looking forward to that as well. On the sponsor side, we had a lot of people step up this year. We're really grateful for that. And again, it's all to support, you know, all these wonderful things that we're doing and supporting the city and the community and our businesses. So big shout out to Fidelity Bank, shout out to Geisinger, Lackawanna County Visitors Bureau, Chris Collins at One Digital, PA American Water is joining us this year. We're excited. My incredible employer, Pentex Construction, once again, not only sharing my time with this event, but also helping to provide some sponsorship dollars to get the event done. Our Scranton Tomorrow Board of Directors got together and collectively put together a nice sponsorship for us as well. So thank you to our co-board members. And, you know, Lori, I come from the architecture, engineering, construction universe, and my friends and even, you know, some of the people that we might compete with from time to time really leaned into this event. And in quick succession, Alloy 5, again, I mentioned Hemmler Kamide and what they're doing at the Pocket Park, Bowler Engineering, Design Build, Doherty Strategies, KSG Engineers, Langen Engineers, Premier Environments, Quandl, Smith Miller, and Urban Electric Contractors. Thank you all. I hope they hear this so they really know how much we appreciate their support.
Well, you've got a nice list of people who believe in it, Rhonda, and I know it's not easy to get all of that and to do all of this. It's a labor of love, but it is a wonderful thing. Having Scranton Tomorrow involved has been very good for Scranton Tomorrow and for the board and for everyone who comes out and participates. But the fact that you and Tony, three times in a row now, have stepped up to chair it is a wonderful thing. So you really, really pull your weight there at that as a board member, Rhonda, because this is not it's a lot of work, and it's a wonderful thing, though. So I want to thank you for everything you've done for our community and for Scranton Tomorrow. You and Tony, big shout out, kiss, kiss to both of you. And we look forward to a successful downtown Scranton on ice. And come on out and see it on Friday night. We'll be out for a little bit, but you won't hear us. It'll be already past. But Saturday and Sunday, and go out and see them and participate. You can't beat it. Rhonda just gave you a great rundown of what you can experience and what you'll see. So, Rhonda, thank you, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Julie. We'll see you this weekend. Thank you for having me.
You got it, honey. You have a good day. And everybody else, we'll be right back with the lovely Holly. Holly, how about me? I'm saying it right. Yeah, Holly Sirachi will be up next to talk about all things real estate. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
It's almost President's Day, and this year I've got a winning strategy for saving big. I'm skipping the phony sales and instead scoring everyday low prices on my favorite pieces from Bob's Discount Furniture. When I shop Bob's, I get more of what I love. More style, more storage, more comfort, more choices, even more years on that precious mattress warranty. All for a fraction of the cost of what you pay at other stores. So this President's Day weekend, stop in or shop online and see how much more you can save when you dare to compare at Bob's.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to the Laurie Cadden Show, and I am Laurie Cadden, the owner of Laurie Cadden Enterprises, which is a fundraising, PR, and special event business. And with me is the lovely Julie D. Immel, who produces this fine show. And Julie is the owner of Julie D. Immel Communications. Jewel, go ahead and tell them what you can do.
Thanks, Laurie. I specialize in public relations and marketing. To learn more about how I can help you promote your business or nonprofit, visit juliedimmel.com.
Thank you. And with us is the lovely Holly Sirachi. Holly is an associate broker with ERA One Source Realty. ERA has about 80-some agents in 10 counties and 5 offices. And Holly is back. So, Holly, it's a little bit mid-January, but Happy New Year to you and a happy, healthy one in the real estate world for you this year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you as well, and thank you.
Thank you. So, Hal, we were talking a little bit before off-air, talking about, you know, I said, is the inventory still low? Is there this, that? And you said, oh, my God, yes. And then you said there were only how many active listings in Clark Summit?
34.
Oh, my God. Wow.
34. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, for example, and I listed a property in Wyoming County, and in this particular neighborhood, not a lot comes up, but we already have multiple offers on it. And
wow.
So really not much has changed. And like I said, I mean,
okay.
We have a couple of things that we're dealing with in terms of like the holidays and, you know, people wanting to be with their families and kind of, you know, slowing down a little bit. But also the weather, you know, there's a storm every other day, right? But it's still, you know, people are still searching the market. And when they see that home come on, They're coming out and they're looking at it, and again, multiple offers. So it's just, but again, not a lot has come on. So we still have not been able to, you know, normalize everything where there's a nice balance. And then yesterday with Verizon's outage, that really, I'm thinking, why aren't people responding? You know, and then, you know, people are responding like, did you get my message? No, I had no idea there was even an outage, but it was quite comical because then we found out about it.
Me either. And do you have Verizon?
I do.
And me too.
I do.
I wasn't affected by it at all. So it was only till I was talking to a friend of mine and she said that it was kind of a network wide. And I'm thinking, I have Verizon. I didn't have any issues, but anyway. And that can make or break, especially when you're dealing with a multiple offered property. Those kind of things are, time is of the essence there. So, And then tell me too, Holly, tell us a little bit about that property. Like, you said it is not a lot of them come on. Is it a unique? Is it an older place? Is it a Victorian? What kind of a property is it?
No, it's a very traditional home, normal, built in like 1999. She has very good taste, but there's nothing crazy about it. It's just your average home. But again, when you're looking at, and I mean, it's, you know, in the 500 range. So it's not, you know, if it was between 2 and 4, forget it. That's the prime price range for most people. So it's, you know, it's not that it's inexpensive. But it's just the shortage of inventory. And it's all over. It's just that we've had so many people since COVID migrate to our area and stay.
Area,
you know, just because the cost of living is reasonable and, you know, a little bit more space. And, you know, so it's funny because I took buyers out and they said, you know, we live in Texas, so we could get the big house, but we can't get the land. And here, you can get more land, but not necessarily the bigger house for, you know, when you're comparing apples to apples. So that was very interesting. And something I always think about, I forgot to mention it one time when I had people moving, from like Texas. They didn't know, they never lived in an area like ours where you get snow. And they only had rear wheel drive vehicles. So it's, you know, that's something to think about when you're placing people, like if they've never lived in a four season climate area, they might want to ask them what kind of car they have.
Holly, are people, out of curiosity, I get all these things that pop up on my feed and stuff, apartments in New York City, and I always look at them. I mean, my son lives there and has a beautiful apartment now, but like I look at them and they're always like, you don't know if it's AI or what it is, and clearly it isn't really the price they say it is. But I like to look at them and think, like I kind of sit there and think, could I ever do that? Like, what would I have to do to have a place to live in some place like that? I mean, I do the same thing when I see houses and I look through that, you know, the flyer in the paper every week, and I think, you know, what do they look like? And I just, it automatically makes me think of that because I love houses and I love the different styles and what they look like inside and how the outside can be old and really cool looking and then you modernize the inside. What are people nowadays? Because we just mentioned with COVID and everything, everyone was looking for extra space to work from home. Are we still looking for that primarily? And secondly, what are some of the things that amenities that people really, really want and feel they need when it comes to housing? And do young people too, do they want more of the open floor plan? Do they still like room by room by room? Is any of that changing in the way people are, their desires?
Well, to be honest with you, I think that the wish lists have gotten a lot smaller. Just because they're realistic. The couple I had that I closed November. They had, and I told them before they even came here, I said, I'm not going to be able to fulfill all of the things that you want in that price range. And quite honestly, I don't know that I can do it even in a higher price range. Because they were very specific things, because their parents were going to live with them. So they wanted a walkout.
Okay.
It had to be, you know, another bedroom, another kitchenette, and all of these things. And we got really, really, really close. But there were a lot of boxes that needed to be checked. And they also, their house was neat as a pin. Everything was perfect. And they were expecting the same thing. And you're not going to get that. And in their budget. And they had a pretty good budget. But I knew that, you know, when they got here. Because, listen, I mean, some of the homes that you show in Scranton, you know, I mean, I'm 5'6". It's not like I'm 6 feet tall. I can't stand up in the basement. And back in the day, you could tell that there was another family living down there. You know, that doesn't happen today. Like, no one would want to, right. No one would want to live there. And this gentleman was quite tall. So, you know, that was the other thing. Like, it had to be a basement that could be finished where he could walk around freely. So each person is different, but I do find that people have, you know, they have to, like, love where they live, and they're willing to do a little bit more work inside if they have the right location or school district or what have you. One of my friends called me today, and he was waiting till he retired to downsize. He would love for his daughter to purchase their family home. And he said, but I don't think she can afford it. And, you know, he said, it's really bothering me because, you know, and I spoke to my financial advisor, you know, this is a huge chunk of my assets. And so he said, my daughter just, you know, they have a couple of children and it's really just not feasible at this point. And he said, I'm not in a position to basically lower the price of the house to give it to her. So, you know, the house would be perfect for her, but it's not going to work financially. And he said, you know, she'll probably get pre-approved. He said, but do you want to be housed for?
Right. But you know what, Holly? I find it just from my own experience, more people did that years ago where they were house poor. And I think it seems, I might be wrong, but it doesn't seem like this younger generation have any interest in that being the case. Like when we were younger and buying, it didn't matter because we wanted the house. It seems like they're less and less doing that. Am I off on that, or do they still do it about, is it still about the same rate?
It's about the same, but there's so many variables that affect it, you know. Some people have 20% to put down. Some people have less. Some people don't want to put the money down because they're going to renovate the house. You know, the interest rates being 2.85, and they're still not bad, to now really turned things upside down. And then we still don't know about these assessments. That kind of really changed a lot because, you know, if you were an $800,000 buyer, now you're a $1 million buyer, if you're, you know, so on and so forth. So when the market crashed, you had no doc loans and what have you, and you had people way overextending themselves. And that's why there were so many foreclosures. So it's not a freebie today by any stretch of the means. but definitely not as loose as it was, but still responsible. But again, I always say, like, if you have three kids, you know, the little girls might want to dance, or they might want to go, you know, would you like to go on vacation? The couple that I had, that she said, we could go higher, but I like to vacation. And if we go higher on the price, I can't go on vacation.
Right. I like that.
Someone has to be the voice of reason.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to be able to make your, you know, you still want to be happy, you want to buy the house, but you want to do it reasonably and then be able to still do what you do. Well, Holly, if anyone out there is interested in talking to you about selling or buying or just having a conversation in general about their home, how can they get in touch with you?
So my cell phone is always the best, and it's 570-885-0157. You can call or you can text. Either is fine.
There you go. Well, we appreciate your time today. We hope you have a successful new year as we proceed march on into this 2026. And we'll see you in a couple weeks. And everyone else out there, we thank you, as always, for listening. We will see you next week. In the meantime, be safe and please be nice. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Out. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Odyssey celebrates Valentine's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.